Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Healthy, local, sustainable. Those words capture the priorities of the program Gourmet Gone Wild. Gourmet Gone Wild is a nonprofit program with a dual mission. First, it's about connecting 20 to 40-year-olds in mid-Michigan to the pleasures of hunting and fishing. Second, it's dedicated to promoting the benefits of eating healthy, locally harvested wild game. Several other entities are involved in Gourmet Gone Wild, including the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, Michigan State University, and others. And to learn more about Gourmet Gone Wild, we welcome Jordan Burrows. Jordan's a wildlife outreach specialist at Michigan State University's Department of Fisheries and Wildlife. Welcome, Jordan.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
We're happy to have you. What is your role in Gourmet Gone Wild?
Well, I helped create the Gourmet Gone Wild program with Aaron McDonough of Michigan United Conservation Clubs. And with all the popular media looking at local and healthy and sustainable, we wanted to use those ideas as a springboard to introduce people to hunting and conservation through food.
Okay. So part of the mission is to expose 20 to 40-year-olds to hunting. How do you do that?
Well, exactly? Great question. What we do is we go to young professional organizations. So this demographic of the 20 to 40-year-olds and why we chose that, let me back up and start with that first.
That's my next question.
Okay.
But you're allowed to answer it now.
Basically, that's a generation that we feel is interested in, and many are interested in the local food, the fresh food. They want to know how food is produced, where it came from. They're interested in supporting their local economy. They have a concern for the environment. And this connection to food and hunting and wild game seems to be right up their alley. In addition, and from a conservation community, we do a lot of talking and educating youth of either hunters, youth to get into hunting in the sport, in the passion of hunting, as well as current hunters. But we've really missed that middle demographic, that 20 to 40-year-olds that maybe didn't grow up hunting, that aren't part of a hunting family. So using this local, healthy, sustainable food as the connection into hunting. So guess what? You can go out and procure, harvest your own wild fish or game here in Michigan, right in your own backyard. It's antibiotic free, it's local, it's hormone free, and it lived an entire natural life. And those are things that a lot of this age demographic are interested in when they go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. So you go to these young professional groups or organizations, and you offer what?
We offer what is a Gourmet Gone Wild program, which is about a two-hour event where we bring in a professional chef from Eagle Eye Country Club here in East Lansing, Chef Dan Nelson, where we bring in a handful of entrees for folks to try that are all wild fish or game dishes. We pair that with our amazing local beer and wine that we have here in Michigan, and we also do a cooking demonstration of how one of the dishes that they're eating, how that's prepared. So Chef Dan prepares one of the entree items that they're eating, and folks have an opportunity to sample that. As well as, we talk a lot about why hunting, fishing, and conservation are so important. How it's local, how it's healthy, and how it's sustainable.
Now, wild game is, as you've pointed out, generally pretty healthy. Tell us more about that. I mean, there aren't many couch surfing squirrels out there that I know of. So, I mean, they tend to be non-sedentary.
Yes.
In general. Is that part of it?
Well, actually, there's many, many opportunities in terms of the healthy aspect. We have the healthy, just the physical activity of getting into the outdoors. As we know, spending time in nature rejuvenates your mental health. It reduces stress and increases your fitness levels, as well as just spending time with your family and friends in the outdoors. From a healthy perspective, nutritional health, it's, you know, the ultimate free-range food. It's free of growth hormones, antibiotics, and it lives in its entire life out in the wild. Technically, it's sometimes higher in omega-3 fatty acids, as well as it's often leaner, and it has sometimes a higher protein content and fewer calories.
Now, you are offering a relatively new class here as well, and this is interesting because there aren't many cooking classes that begin by showing you how to tie a fishing line here. Tell us about the class you're offering.
We offered a cooking class where we taught people how to prepare a fish. In the past, we've also done, as part of Gourmet Gone Wild, we have Gourmet Gone Wilder. So not only have we embarked on teaching cooking classes, we also take people to the archery range and teach them how to shoot archery. We've taken them to the shooting range and taught people how to shoot a firearm. Some folks had never shot a firearm before, and this was their very first time. We've even taken people out into the field to try catching their own fish, showing them how not only to tie their line, how to cast a fly rod. In addition to, we've gone pheasant hunting. So we have that initial interaction where people maybe get to sample wild game for the first time. And then we have follow-up events from cooking classes to what we called Gourmet Gone Wilder, where we take them into the field or the stream and teach them how to fish or hunt.
Interesting. And do you go very far afield here from the Lansing area, or is there a statewide footprint to this program?
There is. We actually right now partner with young professional organizations across the state. We're looking in the future to expand to a variety of other demographics and groups of folks across the state. But yes, when we have our events, we try to make sure that they're centered around the area where the young professional organization is.
Is. Okay, very good. Jordan Burrows is our guest. Jordan's a wildlife outreach specialist at Michigan State University's Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, but she's also involved in a nonprofit program called Gourmet Gone Wild, and that's really what we're talking about here today. Do you encounter many just 100% novices in this thing? I mean, people who have never gotten anywhere near hunting or fishing?
We do. And that's exciting for me because I started out not hunting or fishing either. I didn't learn how to hunt or fish until I was in my 20s.
And now I do both.
And I think that aspect, I have a unique perspective in terms of not growing up in a family that hunted and fished and began to learn when I was in my 20s.
So, well, you're actually going after people a lot like yourself.
Exactly
then,
right. So. Kind of opening their eyes to the amazing natural resources we have here in Michigan. A lot of folks don't realize we have 11,000 inland lakes, 36,000 miles of rivers, 3,000 miles of freshwater shoreline, and oodles of trails for folks to walk on. And you're never more than 6 miles away from a river or water body.
That's very interesting. Interesting stat about Michigan. Are you more often involved with hunters or fishers?
Both. We enjoy
about,
both.
It's about the same.
It's about the same. Exactly right. We've actually been had the benefit of having grants to help support the program. So we received grants from the Helen Jean Glasson Foundation, as well as the Great Lakes Fishery Trust to focus on the fishery side of things, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation to focus on the hunting side of things.
In Capital Gains, I know Capital Gains just ran an article about your organization and the cooking class. They wrote that this 20 to 40-year-old age group, quote, got kind of lost. How do you think that happened?
Well, I think that organization or that cohort, that 20 to 40-year-olds, I believe that a lot of maybe their parents or grandparents grew up hunting, and I think in my perspective, with a lot of the organized sports and the other opportunities, electronics and whatnot, that this group maybe grew up with, they weren't connected with the outdoors, the whole child left inside phenomenon that Richard Louv talks about, that maybe they didn't have a chance to learn about hunting and fishing, or maybe they did when they were younger, but other priorities have come in the way. And so our opportunity right now is to connect with them and hope that we incite excitement and the desire to learn, as well as that they, when they do start having children, if and when they do have children, they will instill that desire to hunt fish or to be a conservationist in those children. So not only are we introducing those potential parents, but hopefully in the future they will introduce their children.
In history, we have had to be concerned about the fish that we catch. I mean, in the past, mercury has been a concern. Is that that is arguably less of a concern today than it used to be?
Well, that's a great question, and we do get that question from some of the folks that we interact with. And a lot of it has to do with the way you prepare the fish in terms of what if you're taking off some of the belly fat or how you're, if you're deep frying it or sauteing it, that can actually lessen the effects of contaminants in that you're eating.
So, interesting. So you address that. This is a group effort. Who besides MUCC and Michigan State University are involved here?
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources is another partner, as is the Boone and Crockett Club. The Boone and Crockett Club is the oldest conservation organization in the nation, and one of their pillars, in addition to the idea of scoring big animals, how they, for their record system, they're also very interested in education and helping talk to people about conservation.
How many of the Boone and Crockett Club? I never heard about that until I was preparing for this segment. Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, mm-hmm. obviously. How many events, outreach type events, do you have in a typical year?
In a typical year, we have usually about 10 or so. And in the program's been going on for the last couple of years, and we've had about 20 young professional events, and we've reached probably around 750 people in just the last 2 years.
Do you feel like you're creating real disciples for the outdoors?
I think we're opening people's eyes to the opportunities that the outdoors provide, as well as hopefully opening their eyes to the benefits of hunting, fishing, and conservation. You know, folks that go through the Gourmet Gone Wild program may never become hunters or anglers, and that's okay. We would like some of them to become hunters and anglers. But if they understand and appreciate why people hunt and the many opportunities that are presented here in Michigan, then it's been a success.
Gourmet Gone Wild is the program. Our guest has been Jordan Burrows, who's involved in Gourmet Gone Wild. She's also a wildlife outreach specialist here at Michigan State in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife. Good luck, Jordan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.